23 minutes to 8 and we're joined by Des Cal. Morning, Des.
Good morning to you, Brian. Well, Mick McCarthy has named an experimental Irish team for tonight's friendly game against New Zealand. The manager said he won't start anyone who's set to play against Denmark in the crucial European qualifier next Monday. So, Burton Albion goalkeeper Kieran O'Hara gets the nod in goal ahead of Mark Travers from Bournemouth. A new look back four sees Leo Connor from Celtic make his debut at right back. Derek Williams is on the left and Kieran Clark and Kevin Long in the middle. Preston's Alan Brown will play in midfield alongside Josh Cullen and Shamrock Rovers' Jack Byrne, while Seanie Maguire and Robbie Brady will start either side of Troy Parrott in the attack. Now, on the face of it, you'd have to say this is New Zealand are not strong. They've never played Ireland before, and they haven't had much preparation. They haven't played for 18 months, and they've had just 2 days training. Up front, they have Burnley striker Chris Wood. There's a bit of an injury doubt about him. Their captain will be the West Ham defender Winston Reid, who's just coming back from missing 18 months through injury. But New Zealand's manager Danny Hay, who'll be having his first game in charge, says that despite the injury absence, Reid brings a lot to the New Zealand team.
As you know, he's taken that responsibility on numerous occasions before when he's been fit and available. So he holds a huge amount of respect and mana amongst the group. And I just look at the way the young players respond to his sheer presence in the environment, and it's massive. It's a big plus. You know, as when you're a player in that sort of position, you probably don't sense it, but as a coach, I can see it with the younger players. They respond really well around him. So he's very much a natural choice, but we have got, as you know, a number of other players that hold really good leadership qualities, like Chris, Michael Boxall, Tommy Smith. There's some good experienced players that obviously can support Winston.
And that game is live on RT2. We'll have full commentary on Radio 1 Extra from 7:40 with Adrian Eames, Kenny Cunningham and Alan Colley. Radio 1 Extra is on the RT Radio Player app and on the RT website. Meanwhile, Ireland's under-21 side face Armenia in the European Championship qualifier. Kickoff is at 12 noon local time there, or 12 noon our time, 4 p.m. local time. At Wembley, England need just a point from their game tonight with Montenegro to qualify for Euro 2020. Although Raheem Sterling is dropped for tonight's game after a clash in the hotel with teammate Joe Gomez, England manager Gareth Southgate says he'll have no hesitation in selecting Sterling for Sunday's qualifier in Kosovo. St. Patrick's Athletic have signed midfielder Robbie Benson. The 27-year-old spent the past four seasons with Dundalk and will link up once more with former teammate Stephen O'Donnell, who's now the St. Pat's manager. Derry sprinter Jason Smith is today celebrating yet another world title after taking gold in the T13 100 metres at the World Para Athletics Championships in Dubai. He crossed the line in a championship record time of 10.54 seconds to clinch his fifth world title over the distance. Kerry's Jordan Lee was seventh in the high jump final. In the Northern Ireland Snooker Championship, there were wins for Fergal O'Brien, Mark Allen and Ken Doherty. O'Brien winning the last two frames to beat Jimmy Robertson 4-3. Mark Allen beat Jamie O'Neill 4-0. And Doherty had a 4-0 victory over Sahil Vahidi. Finally, for now, racing news and the Willie Mullins train Duvan returns to the racecourse today after a year and a half absence. The 8-time Grade 1 winner is one of 5 horses declared for the Clonmel Oil Chase. And the first race at Clonmel is off at 12:40.